Welcome, distinguished coaches and consultants, to our specialized training on effectively deploying the Innovate or Evaporate Staying Ahead of the Curve module within the Profit Mentor Money Mastery Program. This module, a cornerstone of fostering an innovation-centric mindset, is pivotal for your clients as they navigate the competitive landscape of business. As facilitators, your role in guiding clients through this module, whether in group settings or one-on-one, will equip them with the necessary tools to not only embrace, but also to drive innovation within their ventures. Firstly, understanding how to help your client implement the team opportunity spotting exercise is crucial. Here are some steps to guide them effectively. Encourage your client to lead by example. They should share their vision and the importance of innovation openly with their team, setting the stage for a collaborative culture. Assist your client in organizing structured brainstorming sessions that are inclusive and encourage free-flowing ideas without judgment. This can be pivotal in group settings where dynamics play a significant role in the outcome. Work with your client to develop mechanisms for recognizing and rewarding team members who contribute valuable insights or ideas. This encourages a continuous flow of innovation and engagement. There's a tendency for business owners to get all excited about an endeavor like this. They may bring it to their team and then leave things to the wayside as they get busy with their other activities. You want to stress to them it's crucial to not forget this once it's introduced to the team. Here are some tips for one-on-one coaching. Tailor the module content to align with the individual's specific business model and industry. This personalization can lead to more actionable insights. Use the opportunity to delve deeply into the client's specific barriers to innovation and develop targeted strategies to overcome them. Here are a couple of tips for group sessions. Foster an environment where participants can learn from each other's experiences and perspectives. This can be particularly enriching when discussing innovation. Implement breakout sessions for brainstorming or tackling specific exercises like the worksheet. This can help manage group dynamics and ensure everyone's voice is heard. The accompanying worksheet is a powerful tool for your clients. As you may have noticed, it's different from the normal worksheets in the program. Here's how you can help them get the most out of it. Encourage clients to come prepared to the brainstorming session with at least one idea. This primes them for engagement and participation. Stress the importance of actionable follow-through. Ideas are just the starting point. Executing even small steps towards those ideas can lead to significant breakthroughs. Suggest setting up regular review sessions to revisit the opportunity board. This keeps the momentum going and ensures ideas don't stagnate. Clients may encounter several sticking points when it comes to fostering innovation. Here's how you can address them. Remind clients that failure is part of the innovation process. Each setback is a learning opportunity that paves the way for success. Help clients understand that innovation doesn't always require significant resources. Sometimes the most impactful innovations come from thinking outside the box with what they already have. Work on strategies to gradually introduce the concept of change within their organization. Highlight successful case studies to illustrate the benefits of embracing change and innovation. I want to dive a little deeper into the idea of resistance to cultural change specifically. When it comes to embedding an innovation-centric mindset within a team or organization, the initial resistance isn't just about new processes or strategies. It's often a fundamental resistance to changing the existing culture. Teams may have established routines, comfort zones, and a way of doing things that feel safe and familiar. The proposition of fostering an environment where every team is encouraged to scout for opportunities, challenge the status quo, and embrace risk can be daunting. This resistance can stem from fear of the unknown. Team members may worry about how these changes will affect their roles, job security, and the dynamics of their work environment. Comfort in the status quo. if the team has been operating in a certain way for a long time, even if not optimally, there might be a natural inclination to stick with what's known rather than venture into uncharted territory. And finally, skepticism about benefits. Some team members might be skeptical about the tangible benefits of fostering an innovation-centric culture, especially if they haven't been exposed to successful examples of such a shift. To navigate and eventually overcome this resistance as a coach or consultant, you can use several strategies. Clearly articulate the vision, the why behind the shift towards a culture of innovation, and how it aligns with the team's and organization's broader goals. Use real-life success stories, ideally from within the same industry, to illustrate the tangible benefits of embracing innovation. Make the transition a collaborative effort. Involve team members in discussions about how to implement the change and encourage them to share their concerns, ideas, and suggestions. This inclusivity can help mitigate fears and build a sense of ownership over the new direction. Begin with small, manageable changes that allow for quick wins. Celebrating these early successes can build momentum and demonstrate the positive impact of embracing innovation. Ensure that team members have the support, training, and resources they need to adapt to and thrive in an innovation-centric culture. This might include workshops, mentoring, and access to tools that facilitate creative thinking and collaboration. Leadership should embody the very culture of innovation they wish to instill. By actively participating in the innovation process, leaders can inspire and motivate their teams through their actions. By acknowledging and addressing the sticking points of resistance to cultural change head-on, you can better prepare your clients to successfully introduce and sustain the innovate or evaporate, staying ahead of the curve module, paving the way for a thriving, innovation-driven environment. Innovate or evaporate, staying ahead of the curve is not just a module, it's a mindset shift essential for thriving in today's business environment. By guiding your clients through this process, you're not only helping them stay competitive, but also positioning them as leaders in their field. Your support, insights, and encouragement are invaluable as they embark on this journey of innovation and growth. Remember, the ultimate goal is to transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into legacies. Let's lead our clients towards a future where innovation is not just an aspiration, but a daily practice.